Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Drucker's in our studio, press secretary of the Secretary of State, Jesse White. We're talking about Real ID. David, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here. I've not been here before. What a beautiful view this is.
Isn't this a lovely studio?
Spectacular.
Yeah, we're overlooking the river. We're on the south side downtown. We're right across from the Sheraton and the NBC Tower. If you look north, you look straight up Columbus, and at the end of the row between the tall buildings, you see a sliver of the lake there, Navy Pier and the Ferris wheel over there, all the way around the bend almost in the river to the Trump Tower. It's just, it's nice, isn't it?
This downtown, this is the heart of Michigan Avenue. Beautiful.
You know, we beautiful. Miss being in the Tribune Tower.
No, I could understand that. I've often thought if the walls in that building could talk, the stories they could tell.
Yeah. Now, Dave, are you still in the State of Illinois Center?
Yeah.
Will you miss that?
Well, I'm not sure my time frame. I may be gone before that building is sold.
The Thompson Building, right?
Building, yeah.
So I was just in there the other day getting, what was it? I was getting some city stickers or something like that. I think the outside of that building is horrible. When you go inside, I think it looks pretty cool. I think it's fantastic to look inside, up and out and around. The outside just strikes me as, I know it's a famous architect, but it sure looks bad to me. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, I'm dating myself, but I go back to, I remember being a reporter at the City News Bureau and going down over to the bus station to the newsstand there to get the latest edition of the newspapers to bring back to the office. And that was before the Thompson Center was built. You had the bus station there and the old Sherman Hotel. So
this is maybe a better version of that, but it's kind of an ugly building, right?
I see what you're saying.
I feel bad for Thompson because Jim Thompson wasn't a bad guy, still isn't a bad guy. Now they're talking about tearing down that ugly building and it has his name on it. That's got to hurt his feelings just a little bit. We reached out to his people and said, hey, would he come in and respond to that? And they haven't gotten back to us yet. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Real ID. This is a state program, right? Well, it's a federal program that the state is instituting.
Right. It's administered through the Secretary of State in Illinois, but this is a national program. Every state in the country is going through this, John.
A Real ID?
The Real ID is a license. A driver's license or an ID. You'll have your choice when you go to the facility, which one you want, that will be able to get you on an airplane or into a federal building or a military base after October of 2020.
The same
it's
way
important
I'm...
to keep that time frame in mind.
What's that?
Well, we're still talking a year. That people have some time to do this.
We're running commercials on the radio right now, and I guess it's like, okay, guys, the clock's ticking now. 12 months, 11 months, we're on our way.
Yes.
This has been on the horizon forever, it seems. Now we're getting close.
Yeah, this was originally created a number of years ago in a response to the tragedy of 9/11. The basic idea here is to have the people at Homeland Security and TSA know when you're going on the plane who you are, and that there's not a problem in your background.
So then what information will the Real ID reveal that my driver's license doesn't? What additional screening takes place to ensure I'm not a bad guy?
There's a series of documents that we request that be brought into the Secretary of State's office. If you go to our website, realid.ilsos.gov, there's an interactive discussion there, and you'll know when you finish that point of the interactive discussion the exact documents, but I'd be glad to discuss it with you.
Well, for instance, just give me some ballpark things. So when I go to get a Real ID driver's license, you're going to screen me more than I'm currently screened when I get my driver's license?
Yes, yeah. To get what we'll call a standard driver's license, which is what everybody has right now before the Real ID, you'd still be able to do that. You simply come in to the facility and we'll punch a hole in the old license, and print out a piece of paper, and you can use those
Well, what are you going to ask me? How are you going to ascertain that I'm not a terrorist with the Real ID?
Well, I think that's a question, you know, that you might want to address to Homeland Security.
Well, I'm sorry,
We're following the standards that they've insisted that we put on.
But as a, for instance, so when I go get my new Real ID for 2020 going forward, what's it going to prove or document? How is this going to make the skies safer, for instance, or federal buildings safer?
Well, I think that's a legitimate question. I think Eric Zorn, the Tribune columnist, did a column on this last Friday, and he raised that issue as well.
So you're not going to ask what my background is? You're not going to do any additional screening?
No, not at all.
But then what is the point of this?
What we ask when you come into the Secretary of State's office is a copy of your birth certificate or passport, certified birth certificate or passport. Then we need a Social Security number, which can either be the card or a payroll stub that has the number on it, and then two pieces of mail from a utility or government agency, something of that
nature.
And if
I provide that, then I get a real ID.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That doesn't – I'm not mad at you. I'm just a little I don't see those as great barriers to a potential terrorist.
I understand your point. I understand your point.
But the problem is what you have is a state government fulfilling a federal obligation. So Dave and the State of Illinois Center are doing what they have to do. It wasn't necessarily their idea.
I don't usually take this perspective, but there are criticisms of this. I think the original concept, the American Civil Liberties Union and some conservative groups felt this was like a national ID.
Well, it strikes me as that, and I think if the price I pay is greater security, then some of us are willing to make that deal. I just don't see the security built into this. Is it that you're better able to track people? Is it sort of a national then database because of the ID, of the new ID?
I would say, John, you really probably would need to discuss it with somebody from Homeland Security or the Transportation Safety Administration.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they're the ones telling us this is what the requirement is, and our job is to implement it.
Right, whatever it is.
Trying to be as positive to our customers as possible.
Well, sure. I mean, right, you are the wrong person if I'm critical. I'm curious. I might be critical, but at the end of the day, we got to get it done. That's your office's job. So I'm going to bring in those documents between now and, say, a year from now.
Yes.
And I'm going to get a new driver's license, which, for most of us, will serve as our real ID then, right?
Correct.
And that's going to, will it look different than the driver's license I have now?
It'll have a gold star on it. That essentially will be the big difference. I think we allude to that a little bit in the TV commercials that are playing now.
If I don't have a driver's license or don't want a driver's license, then I can just get a real ID card separate from that.
Yes.
Okay, and then with that, I can travel domestically, I can travel internationally.
Correct.
And
of course, you'd need a passport for international travel.
That's my next question. So I will need that to travel internationally, but I'll also need a passport to travel internationally.
Correct.
If I have a passport now, I can travel internationally. Will a passport work in lieu of a real ID?
Yes. A passport is considered real ID compliant. It's signed off on by the State Department, the United States government. So we actually encourage people to think before they come to the facility, do I really need to be in line here and to get a driver's license? And I've used my own situation as an example, John. My driver's license expires in 2021. I have a passport that's good till 2026. So I'm going to keep the passport and use that. Even if it's a flight to St. Louis from Chicago, I'll use the passport for that and then renew the driver's license when it comes up in 2021.
Yeah. I have a global ID card, a global entry card. That works, right? Do I have any reason then to get an upgraded license?
I don't think this does comply.
The
I apologize
entry?
For not knowing definitively, okay. But I don't think it does.
So people, go ahead, David.
No, I was going to say one of the other things that people that are listeners here that have a military ID, that's also real ID compliant, people serving.
312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Lots of calls, lots of questions, lots of texts about this. 815 texted in and said, John, I got my real ID in September. It was quick and it was easy using directions on the Secretary of State website. I travel a fair bit, so it was worth the effort, says Mark in Frankfurt. Thanks, Mark. So his real ID, then, is enabling him to travel. But if Mark had not done that, he could still travel domestically with your driver's license the way you do now?
Yeah, until 2020.
October of 2020. And internationally, he could travel. He would need his passport.
Correct.
And if he were like you and didn't want to get this done between now and the end of the year, he could put off getting the real ID if he has his passport.
Yes. Okay. I think the best way I think of it is that if you've got the passport, you have a real ID document.
Yeah. So as long as that passport is good,
correct,
you don't need a real ID.
Correct.
What is it going to cost me when I go get this done?
The same as the standard license, $30 for 4 years.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Your calls, your texts. Lordy, we got a lot of them coming up. Dave Drucker's here, press secretary for Jesse White's office, the Secretary of State. We're talking about real ID. You're hearing those commercials. As Dave wisely points out, it's October. You've got to have it done of next year. And if your driver's license, if your passport has an expiration date beyond October of next year, then it's not imperative because that can be your real ID. But to make it simple, October of 2020 is when you will have to have your real ID. So if my driver's license doesn't expire by that time, I'm still going to need a new driver's license?
Yes.
Really? So even if I'm not traveling, just going down the road and the officer has to see my ID?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you were thinking of somebody flying.
Yeah.
If you are flying, yeah, you'd need a new one. But no, if you're somebody who's just driving short vacations or going to Walgreens to pick up prescriptions, like I do, you don't need it. Get the standard driver's license. It's a much quicker process.
And one last thing about that, then we'll take your calls and texts. 312-981-7200. If I'm only going to fly domestically, I'll still need the real ID, correct?
Yes, sir.
You won't need your passport to fly domestically. I mean, you don't need that now, but you will need a passport or a real ID in October of 2020 to fly from here to St. Louis.
Yes. I think the easiest concept to think of it, John, is that the passport is real ID compliant. It is a real ID document.
Understood. 630, will the real ID take the place of a driver's license? Will the real ID take the place of a driver's license? Well, when you get a new driver's license, you can make it real ID compliant. Your driver's license will be. You'll have one card in your wallet, right?
Right, right. If you bring in the extra documents that are you can get on that website, see what you need, that you'd have the driver's license.
John, this is from 312. I spent 2.5 hours yesterday at the Lombard DMV getting real ID upgrade. 5 separate questions to go through, exclamation point. They were begging people to come next Monday when it will be real ID only, no other business. It's an inefficient mess of a program. All of the employees, however, were nice despite the crush of humanity. Are you seeing more people in the offices trying to get this done?
Realistically, yes. Particularly some facilities more than others. We are seeing an increase in Deerfield in the North Shore. This gentleman, and let me apologize to him and anyone else who's had an extended wait, we're terribly sorry. It's not something, you know, we're trying to do.
This is the federal government said you have to do it, and now people are showing. So on Monday in Lombard, evidently they're telling people all we'll do is real ID upgrades. Is that statewide? Are all the offices doing that on Monday?
No, this is something we're doing to experiment. We understand that there are a lot of people that are interested in this program, and we want to get them through the system. So what they're doing is that there are a few places, and Lombard is the one, is usually a Tuesday through Saturday facility. And we're looking at doing this at other locations as well, John, where we'll open up the facility on the day
Monday,
it's closed.
When it's not normally open,
yes,
and then you'll just do that there.
And we're going to bring in more employees, and we're looking at expanding facilities and hours. So, you know, we're trying to be sensitive to people. We understand. No one wants to wait.
This is George. You're on WGN. Hi, George. How can we help you? You're on the air.
Hello, John. The question I had, the same thing as the one right before. Me and my wife, we went to Lombard facility, and they told us to come back later in the afternoon. We came back in the afternoon, and they said they're not doing them. I mean, how many times do you have to keep going to get it?
Not sure what I can say, sir. I apologize for the experience that you had. I think sometimes they have difficulty being able to predict, what the time frame is going to be. If there's a sudden rush in the afternoon, they may be completely wrong with what they recommended. This is a new experience for all of us. And I would say this about the employees, not to defend your situation. I do apologize for that. But they are under a great deal of pressure, and it seems like everything I've heard that they're doing an excellent job.
Thanks for the phone call. We can't turn back the clock. I'm sorry you went through that, George. How about Greg? You're on WGN. What do you say, Greg? You're on the air.
Hi, John. Thanks. My question is, I have a passport. I want to get the real ID because I don't want to lose my passport. But why do I have to bring all the documents into the DMV? Why can't I just show my passport to the DMV and get a real ID? Thanks.
I think that's an excellent question. The best I can tell you is that these are the requirements by the United States government, what we have to implement.
seems redundant, doesn't it? I mean, if I had all those documents for my passport, I have the passport to prove that, the passport should substitute for those.
Yeah, it is kind of ironic, but the passport put out by the United States government, one might argue, is a less secure document than the real ID.
So you still got to duplicate those documents.
Yes,
you've got to go find two pay stubs or two bills, a pay stub, et cetera, to document.
Yeah, and if people go to the website, it's pretty clear, the interactive, you know, with the documents that they need.
I'll give you the website again in just a second. Lorinda, it's your turn. You're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, John. I've been thinking about this since you guys started running the ad. I just moved to Chicago from Colorado 2.5 years ago. I have now a current Illinois ID. My son owns where I live in my condo, and I do not get any bills of any from any billing entity or anything. He takes care of all of that. He auto pays it. What should I use as two things in the mail?
That's a good question. I'll have to check and see what's an alternative.
We run into that sometimes,
for that.
Where we're doing some sort of government business, and they'll say, just bring in two slips of paper. You used to have a million of them. Sometimes you're scrambling now, and then you'll find one, and they go, well, that really isn't good enough. That's a store credit card or something. It's not the same. So that's complicated. You don't, off the top of your head, know what substitute documents are for bills.
No, I'll get back to you, John, on that.
Okay.
Find out what the lady can do.
Well, it's 2:28 on Thursday, 2:28 on Friday. Let's take 24 hours. You're listening now. Hopefully you can listen tomorrow, and I'll have an answer for everybody on that. Good luck, Lorinda. I appreciate your call. Thanks for listening in Colorado. Hey, Jim, you're on WGN. What can we do for you? Jim, you're on the air.
Yeah, King John, I just want to preface this by saying I think it's a good idea. But basically, it comes down to the feds not trusting the states in getting driver's license to the people accurately. I mean, and people being able to basically get on planes with driver's license that are not accurate, isn't it?
I'm not sure I see your perspective on that.
I think it's...
Well, the perspective is that you're requiring more data, the address labels or address letters at address. So we're requiring more data for driver's license, similar to information that we would have given to get passports. So basically, the idea is the feds are just not trusting the states to do their job, and they're doing it, you know, as far as vetting people getting driver's license.
I would suggest maybe that they're moving to have the states cover this and pick up some of the expense.
Did the federal government give the states money then to handle this program?
It's a little bit, but we've used the term unfunded for the most part.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought this is unfunded mandate. Dave Drucker, I have pages of text messages and phone lines lit up here. And it's going to be like this if you come on again. Some people are going to be unhappy. Some people are going to have questions. And a few people are going to pat you on the back. Will you come back again in a week or two, and we'll just do this again?
Absolutely, John.
It's a good commercial campaign to at least remind you got to get this done. Now, you've got some questions about it, and we sure appreciate Dave Drucker for coming in. Thanks for visiting
your time,
with
sir.
Us.